little light in its tail. You see it around June or, well, you see it out there.
Oh, we call them a lightning bug.
Okay.
They are, of course, there's another name for them, a firefly, isn't that what they, they'd be classed as firefly today, but in my time coming up, we said lightning bug. And at times, long in June, you might say, I've seen the elements are full of them, or you, there's just a continual flash.
Yeah. Okay, this is an insect that you might find around damp places, like around the lake. And it's got these real shiny wings on it. And some people used to say that they were a sign that snakes are nearby.
Well, in other words, that's a little outfit. He's about that long. The body is, and he's got four wings. He's got two long wings and two. Well, I don't really tell you what, I don't know what it is. But we kids, when I was small, we called him a snake doctor. That's where you find them around the creek banks, all the ponds and little lakes. And we called him a snake doctor. I never did know exactly what that thing was.
Yeah. Okay, and what kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, bumblebees will sting you, wasps sting, yellow jackets sting. And one kind of what I've always known as a sweat bee. He's a little bitty thing, about the size of a grain of wheat, but he flies, and he's built up just like a bumblebee. And of course that's not a bad sting, but it's enough to let you know. And if it's on you, anywhere on your skin, and your clothes touch it, that's when it stings. And it's just a little short sting, but it lets you know he's there. Or you call it a sweat bee.
Okay. Now, you mentioned yellow jackets. Do they have a nest on the ground?
Well, they have a nest in, yes, sometimes in the ground, sometimes in the hollow of a log, in a log building or something like that. But then there's another one. Hornets, you know, they're stinging insects. But they build a nest like a wasp out in the forest, in the thickets.
They build a nest like a wasp?
Yeah, only he builds that nest and it looks like a wasp nest. That you see around the homes, you know, where they...
What about the nest shaped like?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you about now. That's a hornet. And it's tied up here, and he builds around in a circle, and it comes to a small point, like in the bottom. And that's where the entrance is in the bottom.
I see. Okay, what about something that would build a nest out of mud or dirt?
Well, I guess he belongs to the wasp family. They don't sting or anything. We always call him a dirt gobble.
Okay. And what about kind of insect that'll fly around at night and bite you, and sometimes they carry malaria.
That's a mosquito.
Okay. Is that what you call them? Mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes.
Did you ever say skeeter?
Now, there's two or three kinds of them, you see. There's one kind that carries the malaria larva that scatters malaria fever. There's another kind that don't. But they've practically eradicated those things in this country now. And I'm going to have to give TVA credit for that. Because since TVA has harnessed all these streams, like Tennessee River, things like that, they've put up a fight against the mosquito because